1890. This is Earl Mann, dwelling on Elm Street. She's been gracious enough to be interviewed here for the Dearborn County History Project. So I'm going to turn this over to Esther and let her just tell you a little bit about her background and her family life.
Well, I was born on March 7th, 1898, the first daughter of Laura Burroughs Jones and William Henry Jones. I was the first of two children, and my brother was born 3.5 years after I, Bill Jones, who was interested in music as I was, and he became a musician, both piano and organ, played in the Baptist Church for over 50 years, and I became a soloist and studied voice with Clara Taylor of Lawrenceburg and Grace Gardner in Cincinnati. I attended Lawrenceburg schools from 6 years until I graduated, and I corresponded with three of my teachers until they passed away. Clayton Slater, who taught English, Margaret Kennedy, and Emma Cook, who were my eighth grade teachers. I loved all my teachers, and they were very nice to me. Then I became interested enough to take the leading part in a play, which was Miss Bob White, in the Leder Tafel Hall, put on by the
No, just go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the musical background, the organizations, the musical organizations, say in the 1920s and 30s, and the theater and things that were developed in Lawrenceburg and the things you used.
Well, there was a St. Cecilia musical, which met in the third floor of the Koontz and Ritzman apartment building, which is now the Moon building. And different ones sang and entertained us. And then of course I was in the Baptist Church, a member. In fact, I started going there when my daddy carried me in his arms and I was a member there the rest of my life. However, I lived in other states and would become a member there also, but I never gave up my membership in the Baptist Church.
Where was this Leder Tafel Hall? Where was it located?
On Walnut Street.
What the building is that?
It's next to the alley between the Star Bank and as you go up to the railroad, you know. It's on the right side going toward the river. I think it has another name for now. But that was built, I can't remember even it being built after I was born. It may have been there when I was born. I imagine the date is on it.
Did the people attend the theater very much here in Lawrenceburg?
Oh, yes. And we had a band. And then we also met on the second floor of the building at High and Walnut.
Okay, let's go back just a little bit to your family life, say around the 1915 to 1920 period of time. What was it like for the family living then, their work, the time they spent at home?
Well, I spent a lot of time at home, of course, and we didn't have to lock our doors at night, and we didn't have to watch out for traffic because it was horse and buggy, and that was great. Today you take your life in your hands to cross over streets. And of course we didn't have plumbing at first. We didn't have telephones. But we visited a lot, which was nice. And I think we were closer to our friends then than we are today, with just the telephone. We had a streetcar running out through Greendale. We used to go visit folks that way. And I know my mother could bake very good bread and coffee cake, and every time she did, she would take a loaf to a neighbor. I think people were more caring then than they are now. It seems to me they were. Maybe not. I think they don't have time now.
You mentioned the telephone. How did the telephone, the radio, the automobile, electricity, how did that change your family life?
Well, of course, it was bound to change. It was wonderful to call up your friends and it was great to, it was quite a thing to, it was hard to understand how we could get pictures on a little box. But today, now they can go to the moon.
Okay.
So I've seen a lot of changes. But it was dreadful when the First World War came. It took so many of our boys, and some never did come back. And then, of course, the Ohio River flooded a few times. One time it was so full of ice, we were able to walk over to Kentucky, cross the river on the foot.
You remember what year that was?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
Was that before 1920?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe it was.
In World War I, did the fact that we were in the war change your life, daily life, any? Other than the fact, of course, that people were leaving, the men were leaving for service. Did it affect food supply, clothing, business?
Yes it did.
How did it affect it your daily life, World War One?
Well, it was terrible to think that we had to go through something like that. And I know the first boy that was killed, his name was McAllister. And that's where the Legion gets its name, the McAllister Legion. And I remember his mother used to work for Mama. And she was so nice. And
do you remember a shortage of any supplies because of the war?
Well, I don't remember exactly what it was. I really don't.
Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1918? Did that affect your family?
At that time, we lived in Cincinnati. My mother had sort of a breakdown, and the doctor told her she should leave Lawrenceburg. So we lived in Cincinnati for a year, and I had the flu very badly. And my brother used to sit on my bed and read to me, and he never did get it from me. But there, a lot of people died during that epidemic.
What kind of medical care did you get for it?
Oh, I had a wonderful doctor, and he came every day in Price Hill.
Do you remember what medicines or that
no,
he could
I
give you
no
for
idea.
That? Don't know what they gave you for
no,
that.
No, I have no idea.
Did any of this have an effect on your becoming a nurse later on?
I don't think so. When I was a child, I used to say, I'm going to be a nurse.
Okay.
I think I liked the cap they wore. So I enrolled in the Deaconess Hospital in 1921. And then I had to have an appendectomy while I was there. And I came home, and I stayed home the rest of that year. So that put me back a year. But I was never sorry I went into it. It was interesting. And I met so many lovely people.
Do you remember the Prohibition Amendment and any effect that it might have had on the businesses in Lawrenceburg at that time?
Well, I know a lot of people made their own beer. So I remember that.
Was it a big topic of conversation with the family?
Well, of course not with my family, but I'm sure it was with others who missed it.
How about women's suffrage amendment? Do you remember that as being a hot topic for the families in 1920?
Well, I don't think it meant too much to me, but it probably did to some.
You remember in the 1920s, after World War One, do you think the majority of the people were generally satisfied with their wages, their working conditions? Were they living pretty well up until 1929?
Well, see, I don't know about Lawrenceburg then, because I mm-hmm. went into Cincinnati. And I didn't come back to Lawrenceburg to live from then until 1970. So you see, I was away quite a while.
Okay.
I lived in Cincinnati in Florida.
But you visited here quite often during the year?
Yes.
Okay. Esther, tell us something about the downtown area of Lawrenceburg and the business district, say in the 1920s, the time you remember. What was it like to shop downtown Lawrenceburg? Who were some of the businesses?
Well, we had the Stockman grocery that we dealt with, and we liked the Stockmans. They were, Mr. and Mrs. Stockman were good friends of my mother and dad, and then there was the Mabel Bryant had her millinery store on Walnut Street, and the drugstore. Mr. Biddle had a jewelry store, which was a long time ago, and Junker's furniture store, Dr. Terrell's office, dental office, and Dr. McQuethe's dental office on High Street.
Did the farmers bring very much produce into town to sell?
Yes.
At the businesses or door to door? Do you remember
they
any?
They came in with, I guess they call them, you know, those little wagons. They didn't have a top on them. They would bring things in, and sometimes you could buy fish from somebody who was walking down the street, just came from catching. And I know that at that time you paid, Krause's had a bakery, and you paid nickel a loaf for bread, and they'd give you a cookie. Bill and I liked to go to the bakery.
Where was Krause's bakery located?
On Walnut Street. I think it was near where the jewelry store, Lowe's, is. It was near, it was in that section. And I believe Helen Krause is still living.
You mentioned Stockman's Grocery. Where was it located?
At the corner of Short and High. It's still up there.
Did you go down to the river very much?
Yes, yeah. Almost every night. There were benches, and we would sit there. And I remember the, what were their names? They had a river boat, and we used to talk with them when we'd go down. They've all passed away. They had a home next to the Baptist parsonage. I don't remember it. What was their name? Can't recall it now, but...
Did you see very much boat traffic up and down the river?
Yes.
Barges?
Yes. And boats. And in fact, we used to go to Coney Island on the... what did they call that? Very nice boats. In fact, you know, that's why they had all the businesses down there at the river, because they got, that's the way they would get their produce and things, by boat.
Do you remember what else the barges hauled?
Well, I know coal. And I don't remember what all.
Did most people burn coal in their stoves at home then?
Wood and
coal.
Mm-hmm.
How about visiting Aurora? Did you get to visit back and forth much between here and Aurora or other places in Dearborn County?
Yes, of course. My mother's folks came from Versailles, and my dad's from Dillsboro. They each had farms, and we would go out there a lot. In fact, we spent our summers out at Dillsboro Farm, and that's where I learned to ride horseback, and we enjoyed it so much out in the fresh air. Of course, it was a lot better breathing downtown then than it is now. We didn't have all this smoke and...
How did you travel to Versailles and Dillsborough?
My dad would rent a Surrey, either Jackson's or, what was the other one? I forget where else. And we just loved to go out, and we had lights on this area on each side, and it was nice.
Where was Jackson's livery stable? Is that what it was?
Yes, it was, I think it was on William Street. Seems to me it was. Gee, that's been so long ago.
Which Jackson was this, do you remember?
Doc Jackson, they called him. It was, I don't know whether they were relation to Bill's folks or not, or any, see? Amy Jackson, that's now Ruth's father. It wasn't he, it was another man. I believe that livery stable burned later, if I remember correctly.
Esther, tell us something about travel by train around the Lawrenceburg area. That I'm sure you had to use them a lot. So
yes.
Tell us something about them.
Well, I remember the day my dad and mother and I took the train into Cincinnati. We had an appointment with the piano salesman who had visited us. We took the train. Got off at Cincinnati, and he took us to the Emory Arcade, where the Emory Hotel was. Of course, that isn't there anymore. And then we went over to the showroom. We selected my piano. I remember that so distinctly because I was so fond of music, and that took, after we got the piano, different ones would come to our house of evenings and we'd have a song fest. And that's the way we took care of any spare time. We would get around the piano and sing. I remember those times a lot.
After the moving pictures, even before sound, did the family go to the theater for entertainment?
Yes, we did. Also, Kessner's Ice Cream Parlor. We went there. For a nickel, you got a scoop of ice cream and some dope on it. I think cones were a nickel, and sodas, I think they were a nickel.
How about after school, say in high school? What did you do then?
Well, I'll tell you what we did. A friend of mine used to carry a deck of cards with her, and we'd come to one of our homes, and we'd play 500. And that girl married a preacher. She's still living. And I sang at her wedding. Clayton Slater played the organ at the Presbyterian Church, and I sang two songs. And we have never been separated only by space, I mean by mileage. We wrote every month. And she had two children. One was a doctor and one was a musician. But I remember, you know, when the organ was played then, had to have somebody in the back of it, inside, that would pump it.
Yep. Were there many jobs for high school students when you went to school? Were many people working?
You know, I don't know. Well, I do know that my brother, Stockman's, had one of these covered vehicle, and the horse was so slow that Bill didn't even have to take the reins. He just knew where he was going. And he used to deliver groceries when he was a little kid. It kept him out of mischief.
What about other home deliveries? Did you deliver ice, milk, or things like that?
Oh, yes. And we had a German police dog at that time, and he didn't like the ice man or the milkman or the mailman. But, yes, we'd go out and get a piece of ice off the wagon. That was big stuff.
Did they come around almost every day?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You see, I've seen a lot of changes. And you know something? I think I liked better then than I do now.
What was your home like as far as construction and the rooms and things like that? Were they roomy, large?
Oh, yes. We had two bedrooms and a living room, dining room, and kitchen, and porch. It was nice, and we were a lovable family.
Did you have other family visitors, or say just neighborly visits? Did they come in almost every day?
Oh, they'd stop and talk, you know, and that sort of thing. But after they got the streetcars, we used to go out and visit different people in Greendale. I remember Mary Geisert's mother. We used to go see her. She married a man from our church, Leonard Hallam. And but we never missed church. My dad was a deacon 55 years, so. And he taught the men's class.
Esther, with your interest in music, how about the big band eras of the late 20s and 30s? Were you entertained very much by them?
Oh, yes. There were Castle Farm, the bands would come there, and I loved to dance. And I'd always go, and today I'm Station 48, we get those back here, which is wonderful. I love them.
Do you know any local musicians who played with some of those bands?
Yeah, well, I don't know that they played with those bands, but Carl Hari played a saxophone, and we had a little band here in Lawrenceburg, and he played that. He used to play for dances, and the Anyards and different ones. But I really love to dance. And
do you remember anything like military bands for parades around Lawrenceburg area?
Oh, yes. We had the drum corps, which my dad played the big bass drum. And Oris Slater, who was sheriff at that time, played the fife. And Gatch Baker, who was Dr. Baker's father, and he was Judge Baker's father, he was in that for some time. And a Mr. Swartz, I think, was in that too. So all of the memorial times, and the drum corps would come out and play.
Now, you're thinking maybe of the 1920s of that
mm-hmm.
time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. I was just a little girl. And then it went on for years.
Did they have parades very often?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember any occasions that they had them for?
I know that we always went out to Dillsboro to the cemetery where my folks are buried. And what was his name? He had an office at the courthouse, and he was a cousin of my dad's. I forget his name, but he always read the, you know, the roll call of those that had been in the military. It was, we were pretty lively then. I mean, we did everything that they did, I guess, other towns. And I don't know too much about Aurora. I really don't. I didn't have any special friends there, so. But so many of my friends are still living. Of course, they're about my age, too. And we still correspond. Charles Deckard.